Next, we have hopeless, giving up, fainting, discouraged. This is the opposite of hopeful and optimistic. This is no hope of anything good or of a favorable outcome, and views situations as impossible to solve or deal with by presenting objections and obstacles, so therefore one should quit or give up. And some phases of spirit to help us with this is trust, to trust more in God and the outcome, a favorable or good outcome of a situation, that it won't be bad, and more assurance to dissolve any doubts connected with this spirit, and faith to believe in God and believe in what he tells us, that there can be a good outcome, and goodness to be cheerful and not down in the mouth and gloomy and sad, steadfastness to hang in there, to stick with it, and patience to help germinate the seed and substance that God puts in our minds so that the outcome can be there. There can be the favorable or the good outcome. Galatians 6:9,
and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
So hang in there. Amen. Philippians 1:6,
being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
So God started a good work in us, and he won't leave us hanging. He'll perform it.
Amen.
There is hope.
Amen.
Romans 4:21.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
So we can be fully persuaded, just as Abraham was, that when God says something, he will bring it to pass. And Romans 15:13.
Now the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
The God of hope, of hope. He's the God of hope of hope. He has lots of hope.
Amen.
Lord of lords,
hope of hope.
So God is a God of hope. He's not a hopeless God. He's a God of hope, and he can fill us with all the joy and the phases of spirit we need so that we can grow our hope too. Titus 1:2.
In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So there is hope. There's hope to get eternal life. God said it. He can't lie. Hebrews 6:11.
And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end.
So we can have full assurance of hope to the end of this process. Proverbs 13:12.
Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life.
So there is hope, but it should not be deferred. It should not be put off, disbelieved, because if it does, our heart will be sick. But when the desire comes, we see the spirits and get rid of them and move on the desire that God's given us, then we can become a tree of life. There is hope. Micah 7:8.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me.
So if we're going through a struggle or a battle and spirits get us down, the admonition here is, rejoice not against me, evil spirits, because I will rise up and God will be there for me. Romans 8:24 and 25.
For we are saved by hope. If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
So it's our hope that's going to save us. It's that hope we have set before us and our faith and trust in that, we will be able to make it to the end. In 1 Corinthians 10:13,
there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
So it doesn't matter what situation gets set up, what evil spirits set up before us, or whatever we fall into in the trap of evil angels, God has the discernment to teach us about that and how it happened, and he can give us the grace to cast those things out, and he can bring us on through that situation, and we can grow from it. 1 Corinthians 15:58,
be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
So God doesn't want us to be discouraged. He doesn't want us to throw the towel in, walk away from the process. He wants us to hang in there. Be steadfast. Stick to it.